Have you ever watched a video where nothing catches fire, nobody gets hurt, and the airplane still ends up sitting on its nose on the runway? That's the one we're leading with today, and it's a good one. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your rundown of the headlines that actually touch the way you fly. Today we're talking about a business jet that came into Ohio with a problem up front and a crew that handled it about as well as it can be handled. Here's what you need to know. On August 18th, a NetJet Cessna Citation Longitude made an emergency landing at Akron Canton Airport in Ohio. That's the airport with the identifier Charlie Alpha Kilo on the edge of the Cleveland-Akron area. The airplane came in with its nose gear up. The main gear, the two big trucks under the wings, came down and locked. The nose leg did not. There's video of it, and it's making the rounds this week thanks to reporting from AeroTime. If you've seen it, you know what it looks like. The jet touches down on the mains, holds the nose off as long as airspeed allows, and then slow and controlled, the nose comes down onto the runway and the airplane scrapes to a stop. A little smoke, a little noise, and then stillness. Everybody walked away. That's the headline. Now let me tell you why the rest of it matters to you. Before I go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's talk about the airplane for a second because context matters here. The Citation Longitude is a super mid-sized business jet built by Textron Aviation under the Cessna name. Two engines mounted back on the tail. It'll carry a crew of two and somewhere around 8 to 12 passengers depending on how it's laid out. It cruises up high in the flight levels, and it's a machine that gets flown by professional crews day in and day out. NetJets operates it as part of the largest fractional ownership fleet in the world. If you don't know the fractional model, think of it as timeshare for jets. You buy a share, you get so many hours, and a professional flight department handles the flying and the maintenance. These are experienced, well-trained crews, and that training is exactly what you saw in that video. So what actually happened up front at this point? The specific cause of the nose gear failing to extend has not been confirmed. I want to flag that clearly. That's what the investigation is for, and I'm not going to speculate about the mechanism. What we can talk about is the procedure, because the procedure is the same in principle whether you're flying a Longitude or a Cessna 172 with retractable gear. When the gear doesn't come down and lock, you don't just keep pulling the handle and hoping, you run the checklist. Most retractable airplanes have an alternate or emergency extension system. Sometimes it's a hand pump. Sometimes it's a gravity drop where you release the uplocks and let the gear fall into place with a little help from airflow. You give it every chance to come down and lock. And when it still won't lock, you plan the landing. Here's the part that separates a scary video from a tragedy. A nose gear up landing, flown correctly, is one of the more survivable abnormalities in aviation. The mains take the weight, the mains take the touchdown, and then the pilot's whole job becomes energy management. Hold that nose off the pavement with elevator authority for as long as you have the airflow to do it. Keep the airplane straight down the center line. And when the nose finally has to come down, let it come down gently and under control. That's what that crew did. They didn't drop it on. They flew the nose all the way down to the runway. That's airmanship. There's a bigger picture here too, and it's the thing that made this a video and not a headline in black. The emergency response. When a crew declares an emergency for a gear problem, the airport spins up. Trucks roll out. The runway gets foamed in some cases, though. That practice has changed over the years. Crews and controllers coordinate a plan, and at a field like Akron Canton, which is a real commercial airport with real airport rescue and firefighting on station, you've got the equipment and the people standing by before the wheels ever touch. That system worked exactly the way it's supposed to. So this affects you if you fly anything with wheels that fold up into the airplane. And the lesson isn't complicated. Know your emergency extension procedure cold? Not the location of it in the book, the actual steps. Because the day you need it, you will be busy, you will be task saturated, and the checklist you half remember is the checklist you'll fumble. Fly the airplane first. A gear indication problem is not by itself an emergency that requires an immediate landing. You have time, use it, climb to a safe altitude, hold, run the checklist, get help on the radio, and set up for the best possible approach to the longest, widest runway you can reach, and declare. Say the word when you tell a controller you have an emergency, you unlock every resource that airport has. There is no prize for being quiet about it. The crews who handle these well are the ones who ask for help early and often. One more thing worth saying. The airplane in that video will likely fly again. A nose gear up landing on the mains, done cleanly, tends to damage the nose structure, the lower forward fuselage, maybe some antennas and skin. It's expensive. It's a big repair, but it is repairable, and far more importantly, the people inside got out and went home. Metal is metal. People are people. That crew kept the priorities in the right order. The headline says a jet landed on its nose in Ohio. The story underneath it is a well-trained crew, a working emergency response system, and a set of procedures that exist precisely so that a bad day up front ends with everybody walking away. That's the one to take with you. My thanks to AeroTime for the reporting and the video on this one. You can find more of what we cover over at radiohanger.com. Fly the airplane, know your checklists, and don't ever be shy about declaring tower. Signing off.